This last weekend. Man, hard to believe it's already been a week.
Hey, let's we'll go down the row. We got Clay Merritt, Kyle Roberts, Bryson Baxter, Tristan Hilton, Wiley Wilkes, Jaden Crook, Mally Patterson, all in studio. Coach Kelly Merritt's here as well. But Clay, let's start with you. Back-to-back, I guess we'll start there. What was it like when you guys finally get the win and hold up the trophy last week?
I mean, it feels just as good as it did the first time. Last year it was kind of those seniors' trophy. I mean, we helped, but like when it's all said and done, those guys are going to be remembered for that one. So it's kind of special just to get to do it with my boys and have this one be our banner and our rings and, you know, that kind of stuff.
One of the big things that I want to talk about is these schools. You know, there's always schools and athletes. They talk about expectations, and sometimes I think schools and kids can view the expectations as maybe a little bit, I don't know, weighty or too big. You guys obviously seem to embrace that, and when it comes time for off season or whatever, and it was time to kind of make that switch into being seniors, you guys were like, hey, yeah, this is ours, and almost like it was almost business-like, I guess is kind of what I'm saying. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, so we have a saying, and we have a sticker on the back of our helmets, too. It's on the shoulders of giants, and it's just Star Valley has a tradition of winning, especially in football. I mean, it's just we're always competitive. We're always hard workers. We have a reputation for hitting hard. It's just kind of, you know, now it's our chance to be the giants, and down the year's line we'll be part of the giants that people will be on the shoulders of.
That's very cool. Kyle Roberts, let's pass the mic to you, Kyle. And you talk about the tradition, which helps. It's a big part of the program, but tradition's not going to win the championship. You got to put in the work, right? So go back to the very beginning when you guys were just starting summer camps and stuff. What was it like to put in the work beforehand for you guys?
Well, you know, it's pretty cool. We all check in all of our stuff and go to camp with each other for a whole week, doing nothing but football and service, and it's really cool to work with these guys, and we put in a lot of work, even especially before camp, do a lot of summer weights, and just great time with these guys, and put a lot of work in, go out there and win games.
It seems like that week is such a huge part of the season. At the time, maybe you guys realize it, maybe you don't, but it seems like chemistry-wise, you can trace back a lot of the camaraderie and the chemistry from the team to that week. Would you say that's true?
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like camp is like one of the biggest things we do. And yeah, we, you know, you're sleeping right next to the guy you're working with every day out on the field, so it's pretty special.
Bryson, let's hand the mic down to you. Of course, it's a lot of work, but it's got to be a lot of fun too, right, Bryson? And you're well aware of the fun part.
Oh yeah, these have been some of my greatest memories so far. I've had so much fun with these guys. It's just a whole. It's extremely fun.
Bryson, we've kind of been giving you some good natured ribbing. You won the Man of the Year commercial popularity thing. You did a little bit of a trick. Tell us about that, and how do you hone those skills?
I don't know. Just put time in the off season. Work every day towards it.
For people that are wondering, what brand of cereal was it?
It's some s'mores. So it's not like
some second Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Okay, but you were tossing cereal, and you were catching it live on the mic. We were impressed at the time. I remember.
I was very surprised by myself.
You can tell why you were so excited when you caught it. Bryson, what was a favorite moment for you on the season? Other than, okay, you win the state championship. Obviously, that's a big highlight. Other than that?
I think just spending time with the boys. There was one night after, I think it was Green River, I had all the linemen come spend the night at my house. After our win, we just sitting, just hanging out. It's been so much fun.
I also want to talk a little bit about, it seems like every year, every team kind of has a motto or a mantra, and this year's was "We greater than me," and I know, you know, sometimes those, it only means as much as what you guys put into it, but I really feel like that was the case, because you have a lot of guys on this team I mean, if someone wanted to have 30 touchdowns, you got guys that probably could have had 30 touchdowns, or guys that wanted that were going to do this. But instead, you guys all spread it around. It seems like there was never any animosity or second guessing on that. I think it was a very unselfish team.
Young always says it's like 11 equals 1. You have to be a team. You have to do your own job. And that's how the whole team becomes successful. So that is a very important part of what we do.
Star Valley High School's football team in studio. Again, the 2023 state champs. How about dirty work? Let's pass the mic down to Tristan Hilton. Tristan, Dal was talking about that, the team mantra. And you had such a unique role, not just this season, but a role that you developed and defined as a short yard quarterback over the course of your career, since even as a sophomore. But at the same time, we saw a lot of Tristan Hilton throwing the ball down the field this year too, which was kind of neat. What was it like for you to be able to come into situations and pass the ball around this year?
It was definitely a lot of fun. Like, yeah, I've always just kind of been the short yard quarterback, so whenever I get to throw the ball, it's like treats and stuff. So I'm just I love it. It's a good time.
Did you feel like you wanted a little more of that over the course of the season?
Yeah, like obviously I'd like to throw a little bit more, but it's just how it worked out. But I was just happy to go in and do my job and help the team in the way that I could.
Fantastic. Tristan, what was the moment like for you personally and just individually when they win the state championship?
It's definitely just like it's like a relief, because everything, like all season long, everything you do from like all the way back in March, we do workouts in the mornings, and it just all leads up to that moment. So it's just like one great big relief that everything just pays off and you can just enjoy it now and don't have to go worry about beating another team the next week. Like, it's nice when everything settles in.
And speaking of enjoyment, I know we're an audio medium, so you can't really see it, but watching the coaches do the belly flop into the pool has got to be one of my favorite things. That's got to be one of you guys' favorite things too, right?
Oh, yeah, it's great. There's some coaches that you wouldn't think that would have that, like, fire in them, but then all of a sudden Coach Clove's out there belly flopping into the pool.
Hey, you guys need to know, all of us were cool before we had kids.
That's right. All of us. That's right. Oh, man, let's pass the mic down to Wiley. So for those that followed the Braves through the season, you know, we had the mic'd up segment and we mic'd up Wiley, and it happened to be the game he took the rib shot, and of course we put it in there. So Wiley, speak to the physicality of the game, because that was something I saw from you all season long. Of course the whole team did it, but what the definition of being physical, every team says we want to be more physical than the other one. How did you guys actually pull that off?
I think it's just doing our jobs and just trying to put someone on their back every single play. Like, once we have a thing called hook 'em, and we just, if we're going to the right, we're going to hook 'em to the right. We just got to step to the hole. We just got to get them out of the way. But the faster we can do that, the faster we can go on the field and score. So,
you know, just kind of circling back to the one question I had, you were a player that were able to have some standout games on offense and on defense. And again, just being human, you have your preferences, but it seems like you guys never let any of that kind of get in the way of what of the final score or the play calling or anything like that.
Yeah, we just like to spread it around. We have a lot of athletes. Next year we're going to have a lot of athletes too. We just like to spread it around a lot, just give everybody chances to score. So,
by the way, Wiley's wearing a Buffalo Bills hat, so I'm glad you're still able to put that on.
Hey, they're going to turn it around. It's fine.
Wiley, what does it take for the next – you mentioned there's going to be a lot of athletes next year, the big junior class, right?
Yeah.
So as seniors, and Clay touched on this, now you guys will be the shoulders of the Giants that the next group stands on. So what does it take to be a state champ?
Hard work, a lot of just trusting your brothers that they're going to do their job. You got to put in a lot of work in the off season. You have to be able to – go to the weight room at like 10 o'clock at night, just do the early bird, stuff like that. It's a lot of time and effort, and you just got to be able to trust your brother that they're going to do their job at the end of the season.
Excellent. Jaden, let's see if we can get you on here, man.
Let's do it.
Now, one of the – I say people – we kind of have to walk a line as broadcast – at least we feel like we do – we can't give away too much information because it's not our business. But you suffered a pretty significant injury in the Cody game and then came back. Tell us about that, because it's honestly one that does not happen very often.
No. You never really hear somebody breaking their jaw playing football. But it happened to me in the Cody game. But it was really sad when it happened because I thought I wouldn't return. But I'm just grateful that I was able to return.
What was the you came back for a game here and there to kick field goals, and yeah. we did kind of give you a little grief. You had a little too much weight in your head. Maybe it was pulling your head down or something. I don't know. But when you came back and were ready to play, I mean, what was that semifinal game like for you against Buffalo when you finally were able to hit somebody again?
I didn't want to be too hesitant. Like, I was worried that I'd be a little, like, scared to hurt my jaw even more. So going into it, I was just like, okay, I just need to play my game, you know, just – play like I normally do, and once I started playing, it just felt natural. So,
you know, one of the things that Coach Young mentioned to me was in the state game, there was a blocked kick. Was it a blocked kick or a field goal? And you had a special face mask, and this thing went right off your special face mask. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So Young ordered me a ginormous face mask, like. Old linebacker,
like a Bill Romanowski looking face mask.
Yeah, so like an extra level down below to protect my chin, and I wasn't too happy about it because it doesn't look as good. But but man, once the ball ricocheted off my helmet and went 30 yards downfield, it definitely helped. So
good for the deflection all the way back down.
Yep.
Well, congrats, Jaden. Of course, you had the big sack at the towards the end of the game as well to help seal that thing. So congrats to you guys. And Mally Patterson, let's bring Mally here. Mally with that big run. What game was that, Dal, when Mally broke off the big run? First play of the game, wasn't it?
It was earlier in the season, but it was fun. I remember here's the thing. I can remember how long it was, but I can't remember what game it was. 58 yards, right? But Mally, you also came in and were doing some long snapping and things like that. But you also had to overcome some injuries, suffered a major injury there later in the season. But you guys just kind of figured it out. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so in the Green River game, I just blew out my knee again, and so that was really hard. It was devastating, but I figured I needed to come back and do a job that I had been doing all season for my boys, and needed to come back, and felt like that was I needed to do that to help us win and help the team. So,
Mally, when you look at over the course of the season, you guys played so well, you had all those wins. Was there ever a moment for you guys as a team where you thought, man, we really got to get mentally put back together here? Because it's such an up and down roller coaster season, right?
I think it's definitely a lot of mental stuff. But no, I don't think we ever had that. I feel like we were always focused throughout the season. We always had our mindset right. We always went into games ready to play, ready to be physical, ready to just do our thing and not worry about what other people were doing. So,
for people who haven't torn their ACL or anything like that, I think a lot of people feel like you can't even move around. But tell us how you're able to still try and do your job out there like that.
It all just depends on the people. Some people it's different than others, and I'm just really lucky that I was able to rehab it like I was and get back to what I was doing and move it so well and continue to move it as well as I can. And I'm just grateful that I was able to get out and be with my boys during those last couple of weeks.
Very cool. Thanks all for coming in today. Holt Group of state champs, Clay Merritt, Kale Roberts, Bryson Baxter, Tristan Hilton, Wiley Wilkes, Jaden Crook, Mally Patterson, all seniors with the Star Valley Braves football team. And hey guys, congrats to you. Thanks for coming in. Coach Merritt's in studio as well. Coach Merritt, we gotta have you walk over to the mic because
I think they would be disappointed if you didn't get a chance to talk.
I've been trying to block the sun because it's been coming in that window, and nobody on the radio can see that, but I've been trying to do my service over there for you, Dal.
I appreciate that.
Coach, you shut out Cody in the state championship game in 20. Last year, you hold him to 7 points. I mean, I know that's been defense is obviously what you do as a defensive coordinator. How does that work? I mean, you have all this talent, all this depth on this team. How do you fit all the pieces together to put a performance like that in a state title game?
On my side, it really is just, you know, I say goodbye to my wife and kids for a few days and spend a lot of quality time with film. And the big goal is to make sure that we put these guys in the best situation possible so that they understand what their job is and what they need to do. I think that one of the things I'm most proud about with these guys is we made very few defensive calls in both of those games, just because I think we were able to teach them what they needed to do, and they were making calls on the field. And so I made the joke a couple of times, it's great when we play Cody because they go so fast that we just have to teach you during the week, and then I just get to eat a hot dog on the sideline and watch the game.
And I don't even get a hot dog during the game.
Yeah, well, come on. We, you know, you can't talk and eat. I had a friend, you guys know him, but I'm not going to drop his name just at the moment, but he grew up in an area outside of where we are, but lived here for a long time. He played football himself, sports guy, and he brought up, he had a recent chance to kind of mingle with the coaching staff where he was again, and they do a good job. He's like, but he noticed a huge difference with the staff, this staff that is compiled with the Braves right now. Just talk about the guys you get to work with, because it's a tremendous staff with a ton of experience and a ton of talent and a ton of work ethic. I just wanted you to touch on that.
Yeah, so I think it all starts with McKay Young. He has a vision for this program, and his vision is more than football. It's about building youth and building young boys into men. That's a big focus of what we do. And I think when you have that type of focus, it draws people that have a similar mindset. And so, you can go down the list of people on our staff and talk about what type of people they are. And I think that speaks to, again, that vision of what we do as a coaching staff. So on the flip side, I think these boys mentioned it, they're willing to jump in a pool afterwards and celebrate. So they're just as invested in the football side of things and a great group of people to be around. So we're lucky to have them.
Coach Kelly Merritt on the air as part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Well, congrats again to everybody, to the full team. Coach, these guys now get if they're doing a winter sport or whatever's next for them, they kind of get a look ahead to whatever's next. How much of a break do you get before you start preparing for 2024 season?
I mean, honestly, we already started talking about stuff for next season and where people are going to line up.
It's already been a week.
So that started in the hotel room after the game. We'll start now and start talking about things and building things. But as you mentioned, these boys get to move on a little bit. And one of the things that I love that we talk about in camp and going forward is the measure of a success as a team isn't how we finished a state championship. It's going to be 5 and 10 years down the road when we get to see these young men and how they treat their families and what kind of people they turn into.
It's fantastic. Well, congratulations again to all of you. Thanks for coming in today, guys.